From the Prairie Grains Conference, I'm Megan Turnquist with the Red River Farm Network and joined by Joe Sowers of U.S. Wheat Associates. Joe, you're located in the Philippines and Korea is the territory that you cover. And today we talked about U.S. wheat. And so let's start with the basic conversation of where is U.S. wheat going nowadays?
We consume half of our wheat domestically. So I would say it's, you know, half of it going here, but the half is going abroad. Now, as far as export markets go, the fastest growing one in the world is that Southeast Asia that we were talking about today. We have gone from about 11% of global exports a decade ago to over 25% in the last marketing year. But we also have seen significant growth in Latin America. And of course, we have strong export programs into the Middle East and Africa, Europe, all over the world.
What is changing with that South Asian culture that you cover that is making wheat more appealing?
Well, as the economies there grow, per capita income is growing, and they're shifting from a rice-based meals to more bread-based meals. We're seeing per capita consumption of wheat-based foods going through the roof. We've seen Indonesia climb by 50% in 10 years, and the Philippines grow by 50% in just 5. So that has big ramifications for U.S. wheat farmers.
You talked a little bit in your presentation about production, particularly with the issues lately in Australia, as well as Russian production, Argentine production. Where does that all come into the mix?
Well, we're seeing huge increases in Russia and the rest of the Black Sea region. That happens to be at a medium protein range that competes with our farmers in the south, Southern Plains, hard red winter specifically. It's been challenging for them because that's decreasing the price of their grain, whereas the Northern Plains, hard red spring, is at an advantage because they have fewer competitors, specifically Canada and a little bit out of Northern Europe. So it's a very unique product that the North Dakotan and Minnesotan farmers are producing.
Where does the problem come in? I know you mentioned prices, and that really is one of the major barriers for U.S. farmers right now.
Well, it's the problem with price is that no one's making money, and that's going to cause a decrease in production, obviously, a decrease in planted acreage. It's too bad that prices have not come back for them. But I am pretty convinced that this has to turn around. The cure for low prices is low prices. And so as we see decreased production in the U.S. and around the world, we'll see an increase in prices moving forward. We can only hope it comes soon, and no one can tell you when that will be. But the Black Sea, it looks like they're going to continue producing at pretty big levels. And Argentina had a great year this year and several in the past. So really, it's just this whole dynamic of an excessive stock levels and excessive production around the world causing this decrease in prices.
Thanks, Joe, for joining me.
My pleasure. Thanks so much.
Again, Joe Sowers with the U.S. Wheat Associates reporting for the Red River Farm Network. I'm Megan Turnquist.